Hare Krishna.
We welcome you to this installation of the Kartik Inspirations. In the last one, we were talking about offering our obeisances in the direction of Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one purport, it says, a replica of the eternal spiritual world and the pastimes there is manifested on this planet on the specific tract of land, Boma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Dham on this planet. The land there is made of transcendental gems. The trees fulfill all desires. The water is nectar. And the movement of everyone is like dance. And transcendental bliss permeates every corner of the sublime abode in which Krishna, in the constant company of his flute, is the constant and supreme enjoyer. But alas, when a normal person comes to Vrindavan, he may see something different. He may see unkempt villages in Indian hinterland. There are no transcendental gems on the floor, but plastic bags. The trees are steadily cut, and the encroaching desert is taking its tolls. And the water is not nectar, but it is full sometimes of dysentery bacteria. So how can we say Vrindavan is a transcendental place? Well, it depends on your perspective. Look at your own body. Some say it's a dirty place where excrements come. The other vision is it's divine because the soul is present. In the same way, someone can see the externals in Vrindavan and others can say, no, there are divine pastimes of Krishna still going on. How will one have that vision to see the spirituality, the divine, the aprakrit dimension of Vrindavan? It is by service. By service to the holy name, by service to the sacred land and its inhabitants, by service to Krishna, the eyes are treated with a certain balm, a certain ointment that makes you see the real Vrindavan. Let us end with an inspiring verse from Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who tells us a few ways in which we can interact with this transcendental realm of Vrindavan. If one lives in the earthly land of Vrindavan, if one touches it, sees it, travels to it, meditates upon it, like we will do in our Kartik inspiration, bows down to offer respects to it, sings or hears about its glorious qualities, carries its dust on one's head. Yes, that is a more wonderful ornament than gold and diamonds. Or if one has any relationship with it, then this purifying earthly Vrindavan will carry him to the supreme abode of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. Let's make a practice out of it. Sit down where you are, do a few deep relaxing breaths, and then let an image of the sacred land Vrindavan appear before you. You may offer respects to it by folding your hands. And in this way, if you go on doing this, this Vrindavan will carry you to that Vrindavan. This Vrindavan here in this earth will carry you to the supreme abode of Vrindavan in this virtual world. Thank you for listening and welcome to the next Kartik Inspirations.